What would you give to increase sales by 8% at your restaurant? Restaurants leveraging the power of Yelp Guest Manager paired with Yelp Ads enjoy up to an 8% monthly lift in diner bookings through Yelp. It makes sense, right? Millions of people use Yelp every day to find restaurants, and they're using that same trusted platform to book reservations and add themselves to wait lists. Your restaurant could be busier today. To learn more, visit restaurants.yelp.com/podcast or call 877-571-9357 and quote podcast. Yelp internal data 2021. Based on average results from a sample study of restaurants with guest manager that purchased Yelp ads between April and July 2021 in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City. Results may vary. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with industry expert Sean DeVries, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us today to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about when and how to sell your hospitality business. Sean, is now a good time? Is today a good day?
Yeah, I think any given Thursday is a good day. but seriously, like selling your business for sale, and I've done this before with my own venues, like it's a really personal choice, right? But my sort of thinking is it's always better to sell a business when it's performing well rather than when you actually need to sell it, right? I've got four different points here, Josh. One, have a venue that's looking its best. Clean the venue completely and make sure you fix any fittings or equipment that needs to be done. This includes anything back of house or any kind of storage areas as well. A person who's going to buy your business is going to see everything, so make sure everything's up to standard. Number two, make sure all your books are up to date, all your finances are up to date. Having data that is well presented, up to date and correct will allow you to have a quicker sale because they're going to trust you more on what data you're actually providing. Number three, remove anything that could be a roadblock for the sale, like a short-term lease, money owing on the business, building work that needs to be completed by a landlord, or a health inspection that needs to be addressed. Those are all big-ticket things, but if you can make sure that you don't have any of those challenges in place, but at least give people visibility that those challenges exist and what you've done to try and correct it, you're more likely to get a better sale quicker. And the final one is make sure your online selling portal has a great listing with a clear and concise description and great imagery and video. Use a qualified and trusted broker who just focuses on hospitality. I cannot make this statement enough. This will make sure you're in a good position to move forward with confidence and have profit in your back pocket as well. I think like the imagery part, the video part is really critical. Like we've talked before about delivery concepts and the importance of great visuality on a customer's menu when they're trying to buy from you. It's no different. Like you're buying a different experience here. You're buying a business. Someone's buying a business from you. Make sure it looks clean, it looks credible, and that people actually want to buy it.
The only thing I have to add, and it's firsthand experience, was in my fast casual concept, when we initially launched, we launched in a food hall, and it was an abysmal experience. The food hall was slow, which meant we were slow. And the idea was that we would be an anchor tenant and we would drive the traffic, but we were a relatively new brand. And, you know, the problem that we had with a food hall was we couldn't control the aesthetic. The music that played was the music that played, and all of the conventional things that you do in a brick and mortar, we were unable to do because it was a shared space. That being said, we needed to get out of it. And so we needed to sell the lease and the equipment because we just needed to get out of the venue entirely and find something that was a better fit for us where we could better control the atmosphere that we wanted for our people. And most food truck delivery or most food truck concepts dream of a brick and mortar. And this could be a step in the right direction. And we had already paid key money to get in. All we really wanted was for somebody with a comparable concept to buy the equipment and get out. I only share this because you don't have to be stuck in something that you don't like forever. We reached out to two dozen food truck concepts that we knew didn't have a brick and mortar. And we said, look, we're looking to get out of this thing. It'll be the cheapest restaurant you've ever bought in your life. And so we were able to get out of that location. without having to pay any penalties on the lease because they assumed the lease, and they covered all of our equipment costs. So we got out scot-free and were able to take that concept to a more appropriate venue based on our concept. The reason I say that is because the albatross around your neck could potentially be an opportunity for someone else. That was in 2019 or 2018. Post-pandemic, the food truck that acquired that space is still in there today, and they love it. So what was a nightmare for me was a blessing for them.
Yeah, and that's the thing about just being transparent and being honest, right? Like, we've talked about that many times during this podcast series, like doing the right thing is always the right thing. So just making sure you're being honest with people and seeing how it could potentially work for them, hopefully it's a win-win.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.